when the battle goes to the enemies of God's people. First, this war is waged in Gideon's father's house. Faith and Works, page 92 and 93. The Christian warfare is not a warfare waged against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The Christian must contend with supernatural forces, but he is not left alone to engage in the conflict. The Savior is the captain of his salvation, and with him, man may be more than a conqueror. Faith and Works, 92 and 93. Messages to Young People, page 55. The Christian life is a warfare, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, as Gideon did. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In this conflict of righteousness against unrighteousness, we can be successful only by divine aid. Our finite will must be brought into submission to the will of the infinite. The human will must be blended with the divine. This will bring the Holy Spirit to our aid, and every conquest will tend to the recovery of God's purchased possession, to the restoration of His image in the soul. That's what Christian warfare is all about, is that as I enter into the struggle, the spiritual struggle personally, as you do, the ultimate goal is the restoration of God's image in my soul and to others around me who are witness, that are impacted by the experience that I've entered into or that you've entered into. We don't fight this battle in seclusion. We fight this battle in our Father's house. We have to tear down the altar of Baal in Oprah. Patriarchs and Prophet, page 554. Trust in God and obedience to His will are essential to the Christian in spiritual warfare, as to Gideon and Joshua in their battles with the Canaanites. Gideon was obedient to God's will, but remember where he stumbled? He's not willing to wait on God's will. He's willing to do, but not willing to wait. He needed to learn this patience. This is where Adventism is today. They need to learn this patience, the patience that comes from dealing with trials and tests. And these tests and trials are what the Lord uses to tear down the altar of self in our lives. And God is very specific where this battle against Baal